Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show on the Fan, 3 o'clock hour, 414-799-1250, live at 1057fmthefan.com. Wendy's fresh, never frozen inbox. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Gary Ellerson in the building. Leroy Butler going to join us in a little while. He's got some personal things to attend to, and he'll be in here and talk some football with us when we get to that in a little bit about the AAF. But right now, we talk about the big boys. And Gary, your former Green Bay Packers, and you brought this to our attention earlier on today. Good Morning Football. I'm a big fan of the show.
Are you really?
I watch it pretty much every day. Mm-hmm. with my regular couple cups of coffee. Mm-hmm. And eggs, ham, spinach, and onion is what
you
my
don't do that every morning, do
recipe
you?
Is. Yeah, that's what I do every morning.
Okay.
I fire that in every morning. And I listen to Kay Adams, who I'm a big fan of. Okay. Nate Burleson.
Yeah.
Old football player, former Viking, Lion. I think he played a couple other places, mm-hmm. but he was on that team when Randy Moss mooned the crowd and talks about it at length. Peter Schrager is a part of that, and then some guy named Kyle Brandt, who's an interesting fellow in his own right. But Peter Schrager earlier on today,
no,
I missed
nice
it.
Of you.
I didn't know how else to say it, so I just said it that way. Peter Schrager covers the league like a glove, does the sideline reporting for Fox as well. Had some conversation with Matt LaFleur that you brought to our attention.
I think Aaron Rodgers could be rejuvenated with Matt LaFleur. This is an offensive-minded young coach who comes in having worked with Kyle Shanahan, working with Sean McVay, and in the past few years, really building an offense in Tennessee last season that worked around what Tennessee's skill set was. Power run, and let's make it work with what we got. I think Rodgers might be completely rejuvenated by a young head coach. I spoke to Matt LaFleur. He was at the Super Bowl. The two of us talked for a long time at the game, before the game. And he is just completely, completely over the moon about this opportunity. And he believes that he's got the guys in the house right now that can make a difference. I believe that LaFleur could be just what Rodgers needed. A spark plug, a second wind.
A second wind, something new. Peter Schrager believes Aaron Rodgers could be rejuvenated by Matt LaFleur. Gary, that stuck with you quickly.
Well, yeah, Matt LaFleur better do something. Because all the offseason news hadn't really been about this. This offseason news has really been about the tight end. What's the tight end name that didn't catch a lot of passes that came in from the Jacksonville Jaguars?
Jimmy Graham?
No, Jacksonville Jaguars.
Oh, Mercedes Lewis.
Mercedes Lewis. He's changing plays. Then Jermichael Finley jumped in on it, which I know you guys don't believe.
Did you see Julius Peppers jump in on it over the weekend?
Hold on, I'm going to get there.
Okay.
Exactly, I'm going to get there. Then you've got KGB. And I don't know if you guys know KGB, but he is like the nicest guy in the world. I mean, doesn't have anything to say bad about anybody.
He didn't seem like the nicest dude in the world when he was rocking that number 94, coming around the edge.
I mean, he don't really talk about anybody. Of course, you've already got Greg Jennings. You guys absolutely hate him. And then you got Julius Peppers. But I thought it was ironic about Julius Peppers. Did you see Julius Peppers' little thing that he put, I forget where he put it, the Players Tribune maybe,
mm-hmm.
and at the end of the thing he said that Mike McCarthy got a raw deal in Green Bay.
It's when he announced his retirement a couple of weeks ago.
Right.
Thanked all the coaches that he had played for.
Right.
And said, Mike McCarthy, who got a raw deal?
Was here.
Yep.
And then flipped that then he also said that Aaron Rodgers, I think what Steve is now alluding to. What did he say, Steve?
Called him a Hall of Fame teammate.
Yeah, Hall of Fame teammate. But McCarthy got a raw deal. How did McCarthy get a raw deal? You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So most folks want to, and I know most folks want to get on this Julius Peppers thing, but they don't talk about the raw deal. And to me, everybody knows how McCarthy got a raw deal. Who got McCarthy fired? Well, we don't know, but we can assume who got him fired. We saw the faces. We saw what was going on. We saw there was change needed to be made. So Julius Peppers also made note of that, too, in a silent way. But you can't deny that he's not a Hall of Fame teammate. Can you deny that? I don't think he can.
Probably not, no.
No, I don't think he can. So, yeah, I think, yeah, both. Don't just throw them both. One out there, yeah. You can do it the way you want to do it. What's the question, cuz?
Can Matt LaFleur get Aaron Rodgers to an MVP status this year? With what you just heard Peter Schrager say.
You know what?
Covers the league all the time, around all these different coaches. Talk to him at the Super Bowl at length.
Steve, you got this on Twitter? Yeah.
Anthony's got Anthony it up
Anthony
there.
Does social
Anthony,
media.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can he get him back to MVP level? So that's back when he won those MVP titles? Is that what you're asking me?
In 2011 and 2014.
That's a tough question. Who came up with this question? Oftentimes I have questions I don't have answers for, just so you know. But I'm going with my heart, and my heart right now tells me no. I got to see it. I mean, I really do. I got to see. I've been hearing all this stuff where LaFleur is going to get on him. I was watching Get Up this morning with, what's the guy named, Orlowski?
Oh, Dan Orlowski.
Is that our guy?
No.
That's different?
Very different.
That's the former Lions quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't do anything in the NFL.
I was watching Orlowski this morning.
But he's a very good analyst.
Yeah, I think he's really good. And he was going back and forth with all those jokers on there, you know, saying that, you know, Rodgers is, you know, he's going to be renewed. He's back in. What's what Schrader was saying? All this talk about his teammates shouldn't be. Rodgers. I need to see it. I mean, I really do. And I really need to see the relationship that he's going to have with this guy. Orlowski said he knows LaFleur very well. LaFleur is going to go back at him. Because they asked, well, what's going to happen the first time Rodgers changed the play? What's LaFleur going to do? We don't know.
Right, and
we don't know.
He's played with top-notch quarterbacks, but yes. He elevated those quarterbacks to an MVP level.
Yes.
Like, Matt Ryan was a good quarterback, depending on how you phrase it. But he was a good quarterback. He had a great season with Matt LaFleur there in Atlanta.
Yep.
Sparky, can Matt LaFleur make an Aaron Rodgers an MVP caliber player this year?
I said before they hired the coach. I don't care who the coach was going to be. He was going to have an MVP style year.
That's right. You did call the shot.
And it doesn't matter to me who the coach was. It really doesn't. It could have been you, Gary, Leroy. Don't matter. I'm telling you, this dude hears everything. He sees everything, and he uses everything as motivation, whatever the case may be. He knows everybody questioning why he took a vacation after the season and how dare he and all this other stupid stuff. So he's well aware of everything. He's going to come back. I'll tell you what I'll compare it to, and I'm pretty sure they don't even talk anymore, but Ryan Braun, after last year, as well as Yelich play and everybody else, and he wasn't the old Ryan Braun, all of a sudden has a hitting coach now and is trying to redo his swing and motivated to get back up there to make sure he's not the weak link or whatever the case may be in the outfield, that he's playing at a high level. So he's rededicated himself, it looks like, this offseason. I think Aaron Rodgers can do whatever it takes to get on the same page as those rookie wide receivers to make sure everybody's going in the same direction on offense, and he's going to have a huge year. Just an absolute monster year for Aaron Rodgers.
Well, and a monster year for Aaron Rodgers is important in that sense because Aaron Rodgers had a decent
you
year
really
numbers-wise.
You really believe that, don't you?
40 touchdowns at least.
He believes
at least.
It.
At least.
What Mahomes have last
40.
Year?
50.
50. He had 50 touchdowns. You know how many Aaron Rodgers had? 25.
Yep. 40 at least.
That stuck with me today, man, because I was, same thing, I was watching the show, Good Morning Football, and Nate Burleson brought it up and just mentioned the difference between these two.
This season,
First time starting a full season not making the playoffs. That hasn't happened since he took over from Favre.
Right. It's weird.
And in a season where Pat Mahomes threw for 50 touchdowns, Aaron Rodgers, who's supposed to be the best quarterback in football, threw for half that. 25 TDs. Now, we all met Aaron Rodgers. I played against him, and I've said it time and time again. He is borderline arrogant, borderline cocky, borderline a savage, all on the field, and I loved it.
If that you're in Nate Burleson's camp right there, that he's borderline arrogant, borderline cocky, and a borderline savage.
Yeah, but what's
and he had 25 touchdowns last year.
What takes over for Rodgers? The time that Rodgers don't buy in and don't feel like it's not working, it's not going his way, and he doesn't trust it. Because anytime you get into a new offense, my first year in Green Bay, we had James Laughlin and we had Bob Snelko, and we were looking to push the ball down the field a lot. I mean, we were running 20-yard outs, you know, and all that kind of stuff, 25-yard outs. Everything was vertical passing game. My second year we came in, Bob left. I think he went to the Vikings. And we brought in another offensive coordinator, George Sefcik. And we were going to the option game. And it was all short passing game because Lynn Dickey had then now gone. And we just, you know, Randy Wright was a quarterback, Mikowski. We just didn't have anybody that could throw the ball like Lynn. And we went to this option route, short passing game. It took a while for everybody to actually buy in and to understand the nuances of the offense. Now back then, we didn't have when you could and when you couldn't practice. If you stayed in Green Bay, you practiced damn near every day with the quarterback. We always had something going on at Lambeau. Now they can only get together when they say they can get together. Now you've got a transition period. It would be absolutely crazy if this guy were to have an MVP season. And never say never about this guy because he's always, like Steve said, I do agree with Steve. He knows what is out there. He knows what has been said and written about him this whole offseason. Can he come back now, put all that stuff aside and do it and just kind of let that fuel his fire? I just think it's going to be tough for him to try to get back here and have a MVP season and to buy all in.
Can Matt LaFleur rejuvenate Aaron Rodgers enough to be an MVP in 2019? Your calls on the Wendy's Big Show next at 414-799-1250. Wendy's Big Show, served up hot and fresh, only on 105.7 FM, The Fan. When the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's and get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with the purchase of a medium drink. You would think they would win in Chicago tonight, but you would have thought they would beat Orlando, so you just never really know. But if Giannis is playing, which I believe he is, then they'll win. So when the Bucks win, you win at Wendy's. Again, every time the Bucks win, you have 24 hours to go to any participating Wendy's. Get either a free small chili or a free junior bacon cheeseburger with the purchase of a medium drink. And don't forget, tonight it is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show presented to you by a Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Tonight after the game, myself and I believe Anthony Mandela is here as well tonight.
You're not concerned about Otto Porter? Big night from...
Hey, look.
Entering the
I'm just gonna say
United
this.
Center one time.
And I know everybody hates Gar and Paxton down in Chicago, and I understand that, and for good reason. But they literally are pretty close to being where Sacramento is. If they get a lottery, top three lottery pick, a stud-type lottery pick, to go with Wendell Carter, to go with Zach LaVine, and those are the three. Plus you have Markkanen, plus you have Porter. They have quite a bit of young talent that they're building down there. It's just a matter of whether or not Boylan can be the guy to lead that ship.
Yeah, he can't be.
Well, that I don't know. Yeah, no. It hasn't gone well early.
No.
But if he is, then they're going to have quite a bit of young talent. Look at Sacramento. Everybody thought Sacramento was dead in the water after the Boogie Cousins trade, but Buddy Hield single-handedly has resurrected that entire franchise by himself.
Very
true. It is amazing.
And Marvin Bagley, big night this week.
Huge night. Yep.
Huge. 32 points. Aaron Rodgers making, what, $34 million? making more money than guys score in an NBA game. And Matt LaFleur in his first year as the new Green Bay Packers head coach, 4-4, 7-9, 9-12, 50. Peter Schrager from Good Morning Football on the NFL Network said Matt LaFleur is so excited about this opportunity and believes that he's got the guys in the building right now to make it work. Gary, can he make him an MVP, or is this just all a bunch of lip service? Because at that point, when you're talking about, man, I really believe in these guys that are in here right now, that sounds to me like a dude checking out a 6-10 football team.
Yeah, we don't know if what Rodgers – it's up to me, it's about Rodgers, who he believes in. We don't know. I mean, Rodgers has all these little quirks. I mean, does he believe in these young receivers? I don't know. I mean, maybe next year he decides to change his mind. It's a tough call. I mean, you just don't know about the cat. I mean, you just don't. I think Rodgers is his own worst enemy, to sum it up.
Sure. Charlie in Milwaukee, what say you? Can Aaron Rodgers be an MVP this year?
No, I don't. And I got to tell you, I agree that I think Rodgers will be his own worst enemy. I keep thinking of Lombardi when he always said that you don't do things right once in a while or when you feel like it. You do things right all the time. And Rodgers has gotten to the point where he, last year especially, he didn't feel like he had to put it all in. And now once you get there where you get lackadaisical, you lose your skill, you lose the fire, and it's hard to get it back, especially at his age.
I was reading something somewhere.
Thanks for the call, Charlie.
And everybody keeps saying if you trade Rodgers and Brady out and have Rodgers go to New England, they win. What's the defensive back that's on the show with your coach that was in Indianapolis, Steve, the African-American coach?
Dungy.
Rodney Harrison.
Rodney Harrison was, I think said this in that everybody's trying to compare that to it. He goes, there's no way Rodgers could play for Belichick because he had to stay on script.
Sure.
He goes, that wouldn't work. Now, Belichick gets him as a young kid. I mean, young, can he just then mold and just be what Belichick wants? Or is that innately in Rodgers where he's going to have to be the smartest guy in the room? I think Rodney says those guys couldn't coexist under the structure of Bill Belichick. Where Brady understands it and gets the structure.
True.
Listen, Brady doesn't have the talent that Aaron Rodgers has.
Right.
I'm just being straight up.
Mm-hmm.
Just done. They're not. Rodgers has way more talent.
And they play totally different styles.
Because and I hate saying this, Brady is almost a system quarterback. He stays within the framework of what they're doing. They can do a system of James White's got to get the ball 20 times.
Touchdown or check down.
And we don't know if Rodgers can do that. Now, he's got a running back in Aaron Jones this year who they might be able to do that with. Will he be? We don't know what the system's going to be. So we're going to find out all these things and it is on him. Because if it doesn't work, McCarthy's gone. I mean, the whole coaching staff is gone. The only guys left is Rodgers. If it doesn't work, it's on 12.
Now, some of this, and it's so easy because it's right there to compare 12 against 12, Brady and Rodgers. But at this point, it feels to me like Drew Brees is going to have to be the comparison that you're going to have to get to. You're going to have to play a different game. You can't play that kind of game that they play in New England. They have a totally different style. They got two running backs that are big time. Guy that's a first round pick now, Tom Brady. Throws the best tight end that I've seen in the last 15, 20 years.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Where Drew Brees this year, outside of a second-year kid having one of the best seasons of all time in Pat Mahomes, Drew Brees probably should have won the MVP with a running back that everybody thinks could be Aaron Jones and Alvin Kamara.
Mm-hmm.
And is he willing to take kind of that back seat? Because I see Aaron Rodgers closer to Drew Brees than he is as Tom Brady.
Style
of play, I guess.
You can
is
make
more
an argument
one.
That Aaron Rodgers is closer to John Elway when he won
no
two.
No doubt. Yep, no doubt.
And what happened when he won two?
He retired.
Well, he said, here you go, Terrell Davis. Terrell Davis, I'm done. I've got you as far as I can get you. Let the guys up front, Terrell Davis.
Aaron's brain is not at that point.
I know.
May say physically, but Aaron's brain is not.
No,
that
and
point.
It's not, and that's
sure.
the problem.
Right.
And to me, that's the problem.
Got some responses here on social media as well. The question out there, Matt LaFleur told Peter Schrager, the Packers have the guys to win right now. Do you agree? And Steve Streeter says, no way. Too many missing pieces. Mike says, guys and draft picks still needed for this team. I just think when you're talking about this Packer football team and what Peter Schrager said, and what we're all saying is, it's all still about Aaron Rodgers at the end of the day. If Aaron Rodgers is buying in and playing at a high level, he can overcome weaknesses across the board on your football team. Eminem tweets at the fan, even a bad coach can win with A-Rod. Packers' lazy, greedy, manipulating Mike McCarthy got himself fired by getting rid of the most talented players that weren't loyal to him. Packers will finally be able to develop their players with a real coach. I don't think McCarthy got rid of anybody.
Yeah, I don't think that's right.
No. I don't think McCarthy did any of that. I think that was the front office.
I don't think Mike McCarthy ever wanted to get rid of one of the veterans. I feel like that was more taken out of his hands.
Yeah, that was all Russ Ball in them.
Jose tweets at the fan, win? Yes. Win a Super Bowl? Nope. I don't know about all that. Look, if Rodgers is at an MVP level, why couldn't they get back to the Super Bowl next year? Tell me.
If Aaron Rodgers is at an MVP level, the ball can bounce your way when it needs to.
Then you're really only asking your defense to play at a high level for a couple games.
And we don't know what the draft picks are going to be.
But you get two in the first round.
But the way this sits, if he does get to the Super Bowl, this would be an incredible undertaking. This is not a very good football team, folks.
Does Matt LaFleur become the new Sean McVay if they get to the Super Bowl?
Have to be.
They take Mike McCarthy away the street
side
off.
Nothing, yeah. They got nothing the Rams have.
No, they're closer to a 6-10 team than a 10-6 team. No doubt about it.
Remember, they're going to use free agency.
They have to.
Did you see?
That's what I'm saying. That's the only way they can get it back quick.
Rob Domofsky. They did bold predictions for every NFL team on ESPN. Rob Domofsky has them getting Le'Veon Bell.
That's fine.
That was his bold prediction, and the reason he said it was that the Packers weren't scared off by Khalil Mack and were involved in trying to get him and willing to sign him to a big deal. So why would they be scared off by Le'Veon Bell then, and a big
waters.
Deal for him? Right.
They'll test the waters.
They're going to check in.
And if it gets too much, they'll just bail out like they did with Khalil Mack. I mean, they'll take it all the way to the edge and they'll go,
but Gary,
do it.
Can your two highest paid players that you build your team around both be on the same side of the ball?
Yeah, you got to score 50 points a game.
So it doesn't matter that there's not that guy on the other side.
No, you got to score 50 points a game. Every time the offense get the ball, they got to score something. Most certainly touchdowns and not field goals. That's what they need to do.
That's weird because you could have had a running back that in the last 2 years has had more production than Le'Veon Bell, and you could have gotten him near the league minimum.
Well,
like one team already did.
They do this right. They've got this guy, pass rush, I think, at Mississippi State.
I think interior guy.
Yep. No, Sweet. I think he's a pass rusher. No, he's a backer, I believe.
Well, he's
Is he Mississippi State? I'm not sure. I'm starting to do some homework now. You get the combine coming up here shortly. And what, is the combine 2 weeks or something like that?
Should be 2 weeks.
February, yep.
Yeah, I need to figure out what's going on there. But I mean, they need, a pass rusher bad. They need an offensive lineman. I mean, they've got a lot of stuff that they need to show up. Now, does Le'Veon Bell automatically make you a playoff team? I think so. With Aaron Rodgers?
I would hope so.
Absolutely.
I'm talking about your boy Jeffrey Simmons from Mississippi State.
No, I think his last name is Sweet. Maybe I got the wrong school.
Montez Sweet. He is also from Mississippi State. Thinking of the thick dude. Yep.
Yeah.
Right now, also CBS Sports has them taking a Cleveland Farrell, dude that was...
I just don't see how he falls from Clemson.
From Clemson. 99 was, right? That was him, 99?
Yeah. I mean,
force.
I saw the mock draft on CBS.
I agree with you too, Steve.
Earlier this morning. I just don't know how he falls to them.
I don't see that.
And the draft, you know, depending on what happens at your personal workouts and combine numbers, those that go to the combine... All of that can change how the board lines up, really, at the end of the day. Did you see that our guy, Rich Gosselin, is calling it quits for the Dallas Morning News?
No.
He's all done. And
why?
It's old. I mean, older. So.
All right, let me go.
Right. So, the Talk of Fame Radio Network, whatever that he has. Mm-hmm. He's had Leroy Butler on there. And he always has all these interviews with these different guys. And he's the one, Gary, that always does the special team rankings every year for the National Football League that Mike Clemens always refers to or whatever else. I read his going away piece over the weekend that he had in there. Oh, man. Like, he said he never watched a minute of college football. All he did was talk with scouts, player personnel guys, and everything else. And that's how he put together his boards. and how he put together his mock drafts
right.
for the Dallas Morning News. And pretty much every year, he was one of the top three in the country.
So he got a lot of
internet
intel.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It got to the point, he said, that literally teams would be calling him when they were on the clock asking him questions. And he had never seen any of these guys play. But them getting intel from him on where everybody has certain guys right. on the board and whether or not if they wait, do you think my guy can fall to me here? Or do you think right. these teams in between may get him? So they were asking a journalist his opinion on different picks during the draft from another team as far as what was going on. Those of you people that, oh, the media is horrible, it's trash, da-da-da-da-da. Man, I'm telling you right now, there are some guys in this industry that are highly, highly respected by teams and that will get those calls and ask their opinions on different situations.
Steve,
it happens.
Mike Mayock is the general manager for the Oakland Raiders.
I was just going to say
correct.
That. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah. Yep.
I mean, I know he's a former player, but what was he doing beforehand?
TV, baby.
Draft.
Mm-hmm. Draft. And he was he was hitting. He had the AJ
yes.
Hawk pick.
Yes.
He had a bunch of Packer picks, I want to say. Because Mike Clemens was the first one that told
Those
me about Mike Mayock.
So dialed in.
And was like, dude, this Mike Mayock guy is really good, Sparky.
So
you should tune in and watch him or whatever.
And half the time it's not about being really good, it's about gathering information.
It's about doing your homework.
With people you know on the inside.
Yep, correct.
And getting information back from the people that you know and they trust you.
Well, and they had to find somebody that could put up with Gruden.
True.
That's
True.
The other part.
Yeah.
This wasn't just a football guy. And since we're just briefly talking here, what do we have? Yeah, we have AAF coming up next. Quickly. Your thoughts on Cleveland bringing back Kareem Hunt or bringing in Kareem Hunt to a contract?
Man, that's a big, big, bold move by John Dorsey. And
do you know where this alleged thing happened mm-hmm. with Kareem Hunt and the
yes,
girl?
In Cleveland.
In Cleveland?
You know where he played college football?
In Ohio.
Mm-hmm. In Ohio. Northeast
can you,
Ohio.
Can yep. you explain to me what is going on? They had Chubb. He's a good running back. Why?
This guy,
they don't need Kareem Hunt.
No,
yes,
but
you do.
They don't.
He won the rushing title as a rookie.
Hey, did you see who ran the ball with him last year in Kansas City? Damian Williams?
Yeah.
Did you know about him before Kareem Hunt got hurt?
No,
yeah, but
that's fine.
Okay,
I didn't know about Kareem Hunt before he started playing either.
So was it about Kansas City's scheme and Andy Reid, or was it really about Kareem Hunt at the end of the day?
See, it was about Kareem Hunt.
That's the one thing. When you have a running back that walks into that system
mm-hmm.
and goes off after the last guy leaves, so either they're really good,
sure,
unlike the rest of the league, and they know how to draft these running backs and nobody else knows, could be, possibly, or that scheme really allows for running backs to really be explosive. It's one or the other. Now, Kareem Hunt could go to Cleveland and be explosive,
mm-hmm.
and then it's okay. Kansas City knows how to draft running backs. They're really good at it. Or Kareem Hunt could go to Cleveland, not be the same running back, and then everybody's going to go to Andy Reid and go, okay, it's your system. Let's not put as much stock into the running backs in Kansas City. It's going to go one of two ways, if he plays. Because we don't even know what the punishment's going to be.
So they're taking a
chance.
They'll
be out six games.
Yeah, they're taking a chance. But
I just can't believe
somebody signed. But just don't forget, they had Carlos Hyde, too. And they traded him, I think, to Jacksonville, maybe?
Right, because he didn't work out.
So they had they were going with a two-headed running back, and that's kind of what you got to have right now in the NFL. But they're cornering the market at Cleveland.
And if he gets fired, paid so much money that offensive line 2 years ago,
and
too.
Of course, now let's just take it back. Who drafted Kareem Hunt?
He did. Dorsey.
Yeah.
Gary, if he gets fired, it's going to be over this. Because if this dude does something similar again,
well, he's done.
The public outcry for Dorsey to lose his job,
right.
He'll be done.
Right.
And they'll have to fire him whether they want to or not.
Well, that one kid, though, they took a flyer on. Who's a little fast kid, a guy in Kansas City?
That was the draft pick.
Yeah, he was having, he had some issues in college.
Yep.
And he turned out okay.
And that was the same. He turned out to now have gone through a bunch of different treatments and sworn off drinking and turned his whole life around. That's exactly what they're saying. They've made Kareem Hunt do that. He's no longer drinking.
Associate with women ever
going
anymore?
Going through all of his... I don't know.
Is that what it's going to be? He's just never going to talk to a woman again?
No, but he's not going to get drunk and kick one.
Sure.
I think that's what he said.
Well, we'll see how that turns out. If John Dorsey was a general manager in Green Bay, there would be no Packer way.
No, that guy ain't coming to Green Bay.
No, I'm saying if Dorsey was a general manager in Green Bay, that whole Packer way stuff that we heard so much about, he has proven time and time again that he ain't buying into that whole Packer way stuff.
No, but
he's getting guys that can play regardless of what's going on.
But if he was in Green Bay, they wouldn't even allow him to draft that guy.
Who wouldn't?
Or bring him the board.
That's sad.
The board would step in?
Man, they ain't bring.
I would love to know the last time the board stepped in on a draft pick they wanted to make.
But I think he would know what the setup is all about. They're not having that. The community is just so small. We've been through that.
Oh, I know.
They're not trying to do all that all over again.
Who was the last controversial guy? Corn Robinson they signed in free agency?
Yeah. And he
was in rehab.
Well, and he hurt himself.
Right.
He wasn't raping anybody and beating up chicks and all that kind of stuff.
I just couldn't imagine what Cleveland sports talk is like today. Because John Dorsey's
They're excited.
Been,
they just got the leading rusher from a year and a half ago.
And I bet he's from Ohio.
And a guy that's from Ohio
their
in time.
Yeah.
Their dude.
Give him a chance.
I can bet you money it's angry sports talk.
I wish we could call somebody and find
Let's
out.
Let's ask Ken Carmen tomorrow. I'll try to see if we can get
call
him on.
Call Ken Carmen tomorrow.
Morning dude out there. Yeah. CBS Sports Radio. You hear him on the weekends here on The Fan. And radio.com sports. Mm-hmm. How about that one?
How about that one?
Got that one in. And we got the jewelry center in because, you know, your boy Dean Murray, I saw you over there on Instagram earlier today.
Yeah. Valentine's Day, guys. I mean, you know, is it Thursday?
I wouldn't know.
It's Thursday, yes, Gary.
You need to know if it's Thursday or not, big fella. You need to start knowing. Hey, guys, let me ask you a question. Because you're in a precarious situation right now. I started thinking about you today. And because you're, what, 24?
Yes.
Most of your boys starting to get married off yet or no?
Yeah, I'm standing up in two of them this year.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're a lot like Billy Schmidt, 24 years old, and you're looking for that nice, nice ring and engagement ring for your girl.
No. I was wondering, like, if I should be asking a girl out this week or if I should wait till next week so I don't have to buy her anything.
Well, let's get to that. I get you to that. But my good friend over at Jerusalem, Dean Murray, can help you out with that great, great diamond ring, that great ring that you're looking for at a great, great price. And all Billy friends right now, they're 24, 25. They're trying to get hooked up. Well, listen, my good friend Dean Murray is going to give you the best price possible. And I know if you're looking around and there are some other things that you might be looking for. Hey, say you've already married. You got your girl. They've got nice Pandora stuff, Alex and Honey. They've got great bracelets. They got necklaces. They just got about everything you can buy. But most certainly, Valentine's Day seems like to be the time that everybody proposes, and if you're going to do that, go see my good friend Dean Murray at the Jewelry Center located on 76 and Layton Plaza in Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building, and their new location in Burlington, Wisconsin.
Everybody likes the new thing, right? Did you?
First and goal.
28.
Richardson. Trent Richardson's got another touchdown for Birmingham.
Wait, who? 20's Big Show. Baby Tausch, Gary Ellerson, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer with you till 6 o'clock. Leroy Butler joining us momentarily. He leaps into the studios. The AAF debuted this weekend. Gary Ellerson. A lot of questions, a lot of excitement. Anytime that there's more football on in the month of February, I'm game. What were your first reactions?
You know, shockingly, that I liked it. I liked it better than I liked the XFL.
The XFL back in the day, yeah.
The XFL gave me a lot of foo-foo stuff. You put the football down, Joker break his shoulder, try to go get it, see who get the ball first.
And Vince McMahon walking out saying, "This is the XFL."
And I know a lot of guys like this. See, guys like Steve like that kind of stuff. I don't like all that stuff in my football. I just want to see football. Just give it to me. Let me see it. And I think that's what the AAF did. They gave you the football, and they just kind of let you see it. And you can see it for what it is. I mean, what it needs to be is a training ground for players trying to get to the next level. And that's kind of what you saw.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what, for me, that's what made it intriguing to me. There wasn't a whole lot of funny business. It was just football. And you know the guys that are there are not very good. Otherwise, they'd be in the NFL.
It was prove it ground football.
Yeah, it's prove it ground football. That's what it was. And I like that.
Sparky, we got to see Trent Richardson back on the field. Some guy named Whole Boar throwing the football. It was an interesting collection of dudes, but Steve Spurrier on the sideline, I think, was my favorite part of watching the AAF this weekend.
So this is the thing. I watched a little bit of it on Saturday. I flipped over. I watched a little bit of the 3 o'clock game on Sunday, but I watched more of the Saturday game. I was literally flipping between the Bucs game and the AAF game on Saturday before I came back in here. I forgot it was on. And I was on Twitter and I saw it,
yep,
and I was
I
like,
too.
Oh, that's right, it's on. So I'm like, well, I gotta at least see what this looks like. So I flipped over to see what it was like, and it was like 6-0 or whatever. And I watched it up to halftime, and then it was 6-6 at half or whatever it was. There are things that I think are going to probably get taken out of this that the National Football League can use, right? The sky judge. I think that's something that you're probably going to see the NFL adopt at some point.
How timely is that, too?
Well, correct. Right. Right. But I just think right. I think that's going to happen where the sky judge can make any call whenever they deem fit to step in and correct a mistake. I think that's something that's probably going to occur. The elimination of kickoffs is something that is definitely headed for the National Football League and is probably going to happen at some point. I am a big advocate of eliminating point after attempts and making every team go for two every single time down. I think that adds a ton to the football game. I like that. There are a lot of things that they do that I like. You were jokingly saying the XFL. Baby, I can't wait for next year. I cannot wait because these dudes, him and Oliver Luck, who's running this thing, and now Bob Stoops is the first coach, the old Oklahoma coach. That's the first coach the XFL has hired. And these dudes aren't going to be in bed with the NFL like these clowns are. These guys got their games on the NFL Network, and they're being buddy-buddy with Roger and trying to get all on the same page. And that's fine. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
But the XFL is going to be different than what you saw here, I promise you. And not only that, but they can watch this. They can watch the NFL take whatever they want from it. For instance, the Sky Judge, they may not have had in their plans. They may have it now, though.
Right.
Because they start a year later. So they can take things they like and don't like from this league, combine with what the NFL does, and then create an even better league than the other two. So I'm anxious to see how this all goes. You know, you have a huge number for people tuning in to watch this game. Over 2 million people tune in to watch this game, right? So it did better than the NBA game on. It didn't do as good as the college basketball game on, but it did better than the NBA game that was on. And that's good. But how much of that on Saturday was just initial tune in to see what it was? I'm not convinced you're going to draw 2 million people every time that thing is on TV. I do not believe it. I don't buy it. And I especially don't buy it's going to happen here in Milwaukee where you don't have anybody in the race. There's nobody. You can root for Birmingham. I mean, who are you going to root for?
So what do you
for?
Think it was? It was just because it was new?
Initial tune in, see what it was. Just like XFL, they had the initial tune in, and then you saw like the stripper cheerleaders and everything else they had going on and decided if you were going to watch anymore, right? So, and that's what it was. So this here, same thing. Now, does it have enough of an appeal to keep you tuning in here for the next couple of months? That's... Well, we have to wait and see because it's only going to go for a couple months. This thing isn't going through July.
Sure.
It's only a couple months. And the cool part about it is these guys essentially are trying out for training camp invites to NFL teams coming up this summer. That's pretty much what this whole thing is. So the Green Bay Packers, for instance, mm-hmm. right? Maybe mm-hmm. they're looking for guard help or backup tackle help. Yep. You can use this to go, okay, that dude's pretty good.
Right.
Let's bring him into training camp, see what he looks like against some NFL
this
guys.
This feels more like 414-799-1250 if you guys want to get on this. What do you think of the, what is it called?
AAF.
This feels more like a training ground for the NFL to me. Even more so than when they were over in Europe some doggone where. This, and like you said, Steve, these clowns are in bed with the NFL, which I'm okay with.
Very much so.
I'm okay about these clowns being in bed in the NFL because that's what they need. We need a feeding. Not only that, Steve, they also need a feeding ground for African-American coaches. And this is where if we need to go get some training, because Lord knows, it feels like most African-Americans ain't going to be a offensive coordinator in high school in 3 years and then get on a NFL coaching staff.
Well, and one of your former teammates was head coaching one of the teams in Birmingham, Tim Lewis.
Yeah, you guys want to get Tim Lewis on?
Sure.
Yes.
But this is the problem with your idea. I think what's happening is these are for people that aren't good enough to be in the NFL.
Yeah.
That are out of jobs. Mm-hmm. This isn't for the coach who is a running backs coach in the NFL is not going to quit his NFL job to go be an offensive coordinator in the AAF.
No.
So if we're talking about like Edgar Bennett, for instance, right?
No.
Edgar Bennett wants to be a head coach.
Right.
So you know what? I'm going to quit my multi-million-dollar job I have with the Raiders offensive coordinator to go coach Birmingham in the AAF to prove I can be a head coach.
No, these guys are the running back coach.
Yeah, these guys are old Arena Football League coaches or whatever the case may be, college coaches.
These guys are running back coaches. These guys are trying to get there that need – or a younger guy who needs some experience trying to get there. That's what you're looking for. That's what this should be a training ground for.
Well, Gary, what's happening? look at the head coaches, right?
Well, I understand.
It's a good old boys network.
I'm okay with the head coaches. That's fine.
Yeah, but they're going to hire their guys. That's not going to change anything.
I understand that. That's why stuff I think needs to be mandated that you do hire your, whether they're black or white, you need to hire something new. Let's get some new guys through here, black kids and white kids. Not just, no, we this should be a training ground for all of that.
I thought that's what the Rams were and the Packers.
What were they for?
Bunch of new young kids.
Bring it all the
all
kids.
Trying it out, man.
Coming out from like Tennessee. Well,
now, that's what's happening now in the NFL.
You got more.
Bunch of young kids. Come coach.
Well, and that
but
comes
right
back
about
to
the head coaching. I said, what's his name? Mike Martz?
Mike Martz.
That joke is bigger than Baby Tops right now.
Dennis Erickson's like 96 years old.
Thugs will have a heart attack out there walking up and down.
And ball coach don't
can
look
he,
any different.
Can he even get his shirt over? Just he needs some more X's.
They didn't have enough for him.
Yeah.
Comes back to what I feel the most important, like, because you look at the AAF, like, you're going to test it out. Like you said, people were curious to see what it is.
Yep.
So who would be the, like, a name, or maybe it is, maybe it's a philosophy. We're saying the NFL needs to officially adopt it and make it a minor league or of some sort for the NFL, some kind of training ground. What would keep you coming back? Is there one player, one combination of players, one coaching staff?
I just don't think there's that guy out there for me. I mean, I don't know. I think the XFL has a better chance of keeping fans because it's going to be a different style of ball. If they truly are going to be take your headshots, take all that stuff, screw safety, and let's go. If that truly is going to be what it's going to be, they will outdraw the AAF, I promise you.
Because some dude got popped
the
in
quarterback,
the AAF this week.
Quarterback, helmet came right off. Oh, dude got destroyed. Mm-hmm. The quarterback got hit. Mm. So watch when that happened. Mm-hmm. But if you go to the XFL and it really is going to be the 80s style of football, if that's what they're going to try and do over there, then that's going to outdraw these guys, promise you. Because people love violence. People love those big hits. That's what it's all about. They're not getting in the National Football League. And if they can get it over there, they're going to watch. Because like I always say, people don't care about athletes on the football field. They don't care.
Well,
they don't know.
I can't wait to see that.
It's not their lives. They don't care.
Well, they've got a niche sport anyway. I mean, they got a niche.
For sure.
That group of people.
But they're going to go up against the NFL, aren't they? Isn't XFL in the fall?
Yes, it's supposed to be.
Right. So they're going straight
and
up
they got
against
a niche,
them.
But they got a niche of people that follow them anyway, but it's not going to.
Oh, Vince.
They're just begging to be.
He's not messing around. He's going to try. He's trying to go against them.
Yeah,
And I
will call those guys jokers.
You won't find many more people in the business that are fans of both football and professional wrestling like me. I believe that I'm a hardcore fan of both.
They used to be both. I mean, back in the day.
Right. And Vince, I believe, thought that they were much more like, what were those circles that Anthony, you're a professor, when you are charting out like the two groups and where they come together for common beliefs. What are those, that diagram called?
A Venn diagram.
A Venn diagram. So like, say you have the hardcore football fans in one circle.
Now, don't they overlap?
Then they overlap.
Yeah.
I think
so
Vince thought they overlapped a lot more than they did when they did it the first time, right? Mm-hmm. When he had Rock come out and Austin coming out, and they were
that wrestling product isn't strong enough now to do
trying
that.
To get
not.
Players to
but you
be
still got some of those people though.
Dating cheerleaders and stuff like that. If he puts the marketing standpoint that he has behind the XFL and goes up against the AAF, they'll blow it out of the water. The NFL, Vince, I'm sorry, man.
We're gonna find
I love
out.
You, dude. There's no chance. Because
if I'm guessing Vince McMahon, and I haven't seen the full thing, what they're gonna do here, but Pop Stoops is pretty legitimate coming from Oklahoma. To have him as one of your first head coaching hires.
Oh, no doubt he is.
Okay,
yep.
Oliver Luck's been around a long time and is respected by a lot of people. Having him involved, that's a pretty big deal, too. So he's got more football guys involved this time than I think he ever had last time.
Yeah, he's letting football guys.
But
run,
I think
when
you hear Bob Stoops' statement, the reason why he took the job.
Why?
Anybody?
Challenge something new?
No. Yeah, because he says he doesn't want to put in the hours.
Oh, for college or whatever?
Yeah, the reason why I took this job, I don't want to put in the hours I had to put in college.
Bobby.
Oh, that's fine.
Point blank.
Whatever.
So that's why, I mean, and so I'm a purist.
Right.
So that means that, okay, you just kind of want to go and hang out and do just least
amount of
work.
Means you're not
going to
be watching enough film.
Least amount of work as possible. Yep. And because it's low-key, laid-back. That would be the last thing I want to hear my head coach say. But for me, I don't like all that stuff anyway, and you do. I just think it's not – you're barking the wrong tree when you're trying to go against the NFL. But more football is good.
But this is what I think it's going to be. I think it's going to be Vince saying, we're going to take out college football on Saturday nights. That, I think, is what he's going to attempt to do. He's going to take it. You take your college primetime game. We're going to roll our team, our game.
He'll lose.
And we're going to see what happens.
He'll lose.
So we'll
see. He'll lose every single time.
Yeah, that's going to be tough, man.
You know, the traditions of college football are etched in.
But what Wisconsin fan is watching Oregon and UCLA?
I get you, but
only the ones that are betting on
Oregon and UCLA.
Right.
But Oregon UCLA fans are.
Good, that's only two little towns in the entire country. Vince has the rest.
Well, no, it's not. I mean, there. If you look at their fan base,
that's the whole West Coast.
Well, it's more than just Oregon and UCLA.
If Vince starts paying players,
well, they got alumni all over across the country.
Yeah, but I'm just telling you. Still, if you take the population of the U.S., that's still a minuscule part of what he's going after.
If he's doing that, what he needs to do is he needs to pay dudes to come in straight out of high school. And then you can go to the NFL if you want to.
You know, let me ask you this.
You can get drafted out of high school, he said.
18-year-old.
Do you know
right
where the bulk of the majority of the Wisconsin alumni reside?
Arizona?
No. What state?
No idea.
I do not know.
That's okay, Steve. New York.
Hmm. Okay.
So what I'm saying is the alumni is more than just
they're scattered around, right?
They're not just in Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. So when you're talking Oregon, not just those.
What percentage of the population do you think the UCLA and Oregon alumni combined make in the entire country?
Well, I don't know that. How long the university has been around?
I'm telling you, it's not even 1%.
You would have to go back to how long the university has been around because that's how many people they've graduated over a period of time.
Not even 1%. Do you think more than 1% of the country?
Well, I don't know what it is. I'm just telling you how long has that university been around? That's how many people they've graduated. Not every single one of those people follow college football, but I'm just saying you're underestimating the alumni as a part of college football. And that's what it's all about.
I'm just saying it from the aspect of if I'm the XFL, you two fan bases watch your game. And I'm gonna try and get everybody else that doesn't care
take
about
what
that
I can
game.
Take. Sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The AAF debuted, and it was fun. We all enjoyed it, and, you know, I don't know if I'll watch as much of it as I did this weekend, but I'll definitely be checking it out, primarily because...
Did you know there's fantasy leagues?
There are... Really? Is there... Do they do spreads on these games?
Listeners in our... yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Nice.
The listeners of this station started a fantasy football league for the AAF.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Tweet at me, at Bill Schmidt Radio, if you want me to join. Or if you just want me to take your money, I'll just do bets straight up on it right
now. How many jobs you got right now?
Two. Didn't you quit one? Or do you got three?
I think I got three or four.
But you kind of working for his mom. Do you still do that?
Yeah, because it's Valentine's weekend.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be busy.
Mm-hmm. I'm at 6:30 in the morning today. It was a lot of fun. So these next 2 hours will be a really good time on the Wendy's Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.